vendor management pilots are going to happen this spring, and we're working with a few agencies of government. The highlight there, the one that the agency that's probably doing the most in vendor management is the IRS. They've got a vendor management organization that's really yielding some really nice results, and we're taking them as sort of the best case example and then trying to scale that to some other agencies and working with them to get it done.
I think there's some concern about, is it going to be one door that all vendors are going to have to go through, or is it going to be more of an internal looking for vendors? Meaning, I think there's some concern from vendors who say, well, everything's going to have to go through this door. I mean, can you alleviate some of that concern?
This is an evolving process. We're looking at how we implement them, how we think about vendor management. We're getting feedback from the vendor community as well to think about how this is going to work. And what we want to do is really deliver the best service to the agency at the lowest level of complexity. Right now we have, not that this would limit to one door, we just have a lot of doors. And what that ends up doing is builds inconsistency across and unpredictability across agencies, where different parts of the agency will be investing in different ways, often with the same vendor. And I think this gives us the ability to just, more to your point on looking inside the agency, can determine where is duplication, where can we streamline those things and pull them through. We don't want to slow down innovation, so if one door slows down getting people in to really get the job done, then that's not the approach we'll take. So we're gonna learn from the pilots, and we're going to take it forward from there.
And just to follow up on the vendor management, there are a bunch of websites, the Contractor Central Registry and all these other vendor sites that have been set up. Some of them have been problematic. They're not fully developed. Can't they have some tie-in with vendor management organizations if there's a database that goes across government of vendor performance and vendor information?
Yeah, I want to definitely look at evolving online access and tools for vendors to interact with government. There's a bunch of efforts happening right now in GSA, pulling together some centralized acquisition management tools and kind of breaking down what is a myriad of different tools and pulling those into one. I think there's definitely an opportunity to dovetail sort of how we track, how we look at things, how we think about things across government, as well as in individual agencies. But our first priority is really the agencies themselves. We have so much diversity in the way we acquire and how we acquire inside given agencies because of the way we're structured and other mechanisms that we really need to kind of break down those walls first before we go on and look at between intra-agency type work. But those can happen in conjunction based on opportunity as well.
I wanted to shift gears just a little bit back to the mobile strategy. Obviously, it seems like that according to what you guys put up on IdeaScale, it's less strategy and more just big, broad ideas that you want some comments on. But you also said that there is kind of a rough draft strategy created. How different or how much more specific is there from what you guys put up on IdeaScale for what is happening maybe within the CIO Council and some of the working groups?
So the first stage of this is for the public engagement is to put out the broad categories, which we have tactical aspects and strategic aspects starting to be fleshed out under those categories. But the first feedback we wanted is, are these the right things to be thinking about in broad brushstrokes? We will then take on that same platform the draft plan. We want to validate where we are with the public, and then we'll take a draft, put it out, and get comments on that as well. And so you will see an evolving plan based on kind of a crawl, walk, and then run type scenario where we start at the top and we work our way down. My team knows when they work with me, we take very much kind of this, what I call tracking objectives, goals, strategies, and metrics, and we start at the objective level and we work our way down to the tactics and make sure that we're kind of hitting stride on that. So that's what this is getting the broad stuff out. Get feedback on it. I put a couple in the roadmap signposts in, mile markers in on where I expect us to be on a certain big things, and then we want the community and the vendor community especially to help us fill in the blanks.
Why not just release that draft strategy, the rough draft as you have it now, with the idea that we're just going to get comments, we're going to update it, this is far from final. I mean, why add this extra step?
For me, I didn't want to get people too mired in the detail without kind of looking at the forest, without diving into the trees. I think if I was to put a plan out that had certain aspects that weren't well thought out, that at the macro level weren't sort of flushed, we would have a different conversation right now. And so we got to start at the level, I think, of looking at kind of the big picture and then dive our way in and be guided in that way.
I'm hearing from industry that there may be a procurement coming around it, roughly 180 days. I think you maybe even announced it at CES that there's something that you want GSA to do within 180 days. Was that around devices? Is that around plans? Is that around what?
The 180-day deliverable from the Consumer Electronics Show speech was really about all those things. It's about devices. It's about services. It's about data plans, voice plans, and everything else. We have our first objective there is to go into agencies and really streamline the way we acquire those kind of things inside the given agencies. We have many agencies that have hundreds of mobile contracts that pay different levels, you know, employee to employee based on what they do. We also have challenges around inventory management. The Department of Homeland Security recently went in and culled through all their unused devices and saved millions of dollars by shutting off devices that were sitting in desk drawers that weren't being used. And so there's a lot I think we can do on a lot of these things. So it starts at the agency level, but the goal of the 180 days is really to look across agencies and to say how can we start to do streamlining across agencies to acquire devices, voice, data, and everything else in a way that, you know, gives us the power of our size in our buying position and streamlines the stuff.